listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the bigger show, and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go high. On June 28th, the village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food fellowship and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival. If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up.
If you go hard. Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go hard.
On June 28th, the village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food fellowship and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. Yeah. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is...
The official...
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on... And listen live, it doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, on this Friday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:42 local time, 8:42 Eastern. It's Friday already, and this morning as we were up and around and getting ready, I said to myself, did this week go by incredibly fast? Or was it just me? Was it an incredibly fast week for you?
Man, Carlette, let me tell you something. When you're living right and having a just a... ball living. That's how it is.
Yeah.
It just goes fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're just in a part of, if you're having just things are not going like you want them to go, you notice how things slow down.
Yeah.
It's like moving at a snail's
pace. Mm-hmm.
You know how you just, everything is exacerbated to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And when things are just going well, it's like the flow is, you're just in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just a beautiful thing.
And, you know, speaking of the flow, that's where we have tried to be, in the flow. And every single morning, I don't know about you guys, but I have to remind myself that I just have to be. And sometimes, D.C., just being is the hardest thing in the world to do. Just to be.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's such a simple word, just be. But golly.
Such a simple word. Be. Be.
Two letters. B-E. Be. And I'm laughing at myself, but, you know, it is. It's really challenging sometimes to just be, especially when you're really on the launching pad for the next thing.
Well, and that's why I call that with here at the OPT Network. You know, you notice on Mondays, we're trying to make sure folks are on an even keel.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Fridays, we're not that overjoyed that it's Friday. We're just as happy on Friday. Happy on Monday as we are on Friday.
I know.
We're trying to live the right kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have all that overexcitement,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's that roller coaster. We know when we see it, that's that roller coaster. You're really not happy. You think you're happy because it's Friday, but you're really miserable because you think Friday is going to bring you some sort of rest. Really, when you're doing what you love, every day is a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
And, you know, you're absolutely on point with that. And a lot of people are really, and I've been talking about this a lot, and we've been talking about it as a family, really trying to maintain that balance. And as you said, you know, we really want to make sure people have momentum on Monday. But really on, you know, during the rest of the week, making sure that you stay on an even keel where the highs just don't get too high and the lows don't become so low that you can't recover. And so as we really make this a center part of our living,
I'm just reminding you, as I'm reminding myself, that you just got to create that balance, that good, comfortable space, and learn how to just simply be. Well, this morning, if you're traveling in, getting ready to wind down the week, we want to remind you that kids are on summer vacay. As always, we want to encourage you to make sure that you're watching out not only for yourself, but watching out for them as well as they are in the streets. Yesterday, we saw a bunch of kids that are just walking the streets, and so we want to make sure that you're watching out for them as well as yourself. Watch out for those pedestrians who are just walking on the highways, on the interstates even, and make sure that you're watching out for that bicycle traffic as well. So lots to watch out for. It is Friday. It's the weekend. Lots of people are super, super excited. So many things happening. The Natchez Heritage Festival is happening this weekend. Lots happening in Avoyelles Parish. Lots of things to talk about. And so we're super, super, super excited that people have things to do for the weekend. So I'm going to tell you, we've got a great show on point. You got to stay on point because, you know what, just some incredible information that we know is going to be a blessing for you. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. The Chris Roy Jr. Law Office has been practicing in Central Louisiana for 4 decades. He's got experience representing the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with competence and professionalism. And for more information, the number to phone, 318-487-9537. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialists known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. You can phone for an appointment at 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. It is hurricane season, and we're going to continue to remind you that you need to be on point with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, for home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
Put your hands in the air. If you go high.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana. providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the Bigger Show, and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's Friday, and this morning's conversation is as real a conversation as you could ever want to have. And this is what I want to share with people who are listening this morning. This conversation is one that we have had, but not quite in this frame. We're talking about addiction, an addiction in women, but one woman's story in particular. It is a compelling story. It is a story of hope, healing, and victory. Angel Curtello's book is called The True Story of an Undeserved Chance, and she's here to share her experience, her life, and hope. Angel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Angel, when we saw your story, we were moved and we were compelled by it. Now, I want to first start by talking about the courage that it took to share the journey through addiction, and then the recovery.
Yes, it wasn't easy to make that decision as far as coming out with everything that I came out with, as far as giving my testimony in area places and life experience in recovery places, and of course writing this book was very difficult. But I really had to pray, mm-hmm. and I had to hear from God for myself. A lot of people did not want me to do it, and it wasn't that. It was mainly their fears speaking. They were afraid I would be ostracized. They were afraid of people's opinions and judgments. And I had to get alone in my prayer closet and say, okay, God, this is my life. This is the life you have given me. You know, if you want to get the glory out of my life, and this is one of the mm-hmm. ways you want to, then you have to speak to me about that. And it has to be between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on a fast. You know, I went on a fast for a little bit, and I prayed, and I felt that I heard from the Lord. And I'm one of these people that once I hear from the Lord, mm-hmm. that's it. Other people's opinions, not right. even my own opinion matters anymore.
Right.
So.
And so you start in the book talking about the little girl that you were, and really in the sixth grade is kind of where it really,
yes.
where it starts to kind of come undone. Rewind to that little girl in the sixth grade and talk about when the odyssey into drugs and addiction began for you.
For me, I had a lot of emotional issues. I was very depressed a lot as a young person. And at that time, our family did not know that I talk about in the book, finding out that I had bipolar disorder, had to mm-hmm. take medications. We did not know that situation. All we knew was my emotions were everywhere and I couldn't seem to control them. So I didn't have an outlet. And so I looked for an outlet,
mm-hmm.
and I looked in a self-destructive way. I had low self-esteem, didn't believe in me, and I just ended up just wanting to feel different. And so at that age, I was in the middle of moving. The age you're talking about, I was in the middle of moving from here to South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And
moving from your mother, because your parents divorced.
My dad.
You're moving
to my mom.
Okay, moving yes. from your dad to your mom.
And my mom lives in a big city, mm-hmm. you know, and I had never lived in a big city, and it was a big culture shock for me, and it was hard for me to make friends, and I just remember feeling very alone and just wanting to feel different, you know.
And when you say feel different, you know, because a lot of parents are going through this probably with their kids, not really understanding where they are. And a lot of women are going through this, not understanding where they are. When you say different, what do you mean you wanted to feel different?
At this time that we're talking about in the book, I'm hitting my teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fixing to hit my teenage years. You know, I wanted friends. I wanted to be accepted mm-hmm. for who I was. And sometimes I think that you can strive for that acceptance to the point where you are willing to compromise
mm-hmm.
your beliefs or compromise what you stand for just to kind of fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of the depression that I was dealing with, I was struggling making friends. And unfortunately, when you have a self-esteem problem or anything like that, you settle for way less than what we know we deserve.
Absolutely. So. And so for you, when did addiction start?
I would say when I was 15. It started, and I talk about that in my book, how that all went down. But I saw some people at school, and they were very, very happy, and they were laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting alone in a classroom looking at them thinking, I want to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel that laughing, that happiness, that joy. And I did not understand at that age that there was such thing as counterfeit joy. You know, that what joy is not really real, true, godly joy.
Right.
And all I saw was smiling faces. And I went up to them and asked them, you know, what's so funny? You know, why are y'all so happy? And they went on to tell me, well, you know, the seniors are across the way and they're selling some drugs and stuff. And we took some. And so I went and got some for me. And that's when it all started. And I was 15 right when that happened.
Mm-hmm. So. And then after you get that feeling, what happens emotionally for you? Do you remember?
I would say that for me, it was just, this is working for me, for, you know, even though it was temporary. I knew what I was doing was wrong, but I didn't really care at that time. Just a wild streak, mm-hmm. you know, and on top of a wild streak in me, on top of dealing with emotional problems and just looking for an answer and not really thinking about the consequences that that answer could cause me.
Mm-hmm. And then so as you progress, what happens? You start at about 15, and of course, there's a progression.
Yes, yes, there was. And I mean, I remember being in my teenage years, being young and thinking, oh, when I would hear about these women on the streets, prostitutes, or you'd see on TV, you know, these people strung out on drugs. And I would think to myself, there's no way I could end up like that. That's not going to be me. I'm not going to let that happen to mm-hmm. me. And I did not understand addiction for what it really was. I did not believe you could become addicted. I thought that I could control and manage and stop when I want to. And I thought that the same way for everyone else. That's what I believed. Because at that point in my life, I did not have a concept that I was becoming addicted.
Mm.
And so by the time I found out I was addicted to something, you know, it shocked me that I couldn't quit when I wanted to. As much as I wanted to, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna call you.
I can tell. Is it still hard to chronicle those years, to remember and think back to
yes.
that young girl?
Yes, and it gets to where, you know, you smoke a little bit of this, you drink a little bit of this, and that works for a couple hours, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then the next thing you know, I need more.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, I remember getting to the place where smoking marijuana was not enough for me.
Right.
I wanted something bigger and better, and I wanted something that was going to make me feel higher because I was getting bored with that drug.
Right.
So I needed something new, you know, not thinking I'd become addicted to where I would do anything for it. But then when I ended up starting off with marijuana, ended up on crack later on,
mm-hmm.
and that's when everything just took a whole nother level. Of addiction. There's different levels of addiction, and that was a whole nother level that I had hit.
Wow. And so when you hit that whole nother level, you go from one high to the next high. What starts to happen in that progression? You know how things sort of, they change. And it changed for you at one point. And then what happens in the change in your life when you start smoking?
Okay. For me, when I started the whole thing with the crack, at that time in my life, I had just broken up. Me and a guy had just broken up. And I did not know how to handle the pain of rejection.
Mm.
On top of that, my world was revolving around him.
Right.
So when we broke up, and he was out of my life, it was, well, wait a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My world was revolving around pleasing him, making him happy, when he's going to call, you know,
right.
when the next get-together is. And so I felt lost. I had my identity and who I was enmeshed into another person.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so when God, and it was a God thing that we broke up, even though it, you know, that was part of my depression from that led me to more drugs,
mm-hmm.
that was a very toxic relationship at that time. And so when it was removed,
right.
you know, when that relationship was removed, I really didn't know how to live without him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I started the crack and ended up going to another level. And as the drug just had to have more of it, I became addicted to it very, very quick.
Uh-huh.
And so
now, so let me ask you this, Angel, because I know a lot of people are wondering. Now, you're a young girl. You start at 15. Is there any indicator for mom about what's going on with you? I mean, does she have some kind of inkling that something has changed?
My mom and my dad, they all knew. They knew that something was going on. When I was in Miami and
mm-hmm.
when I was 15 and I started taking drugs, they knew something was up. They could tell. I'm pretty sure they could tell. Secrets, lies, you
mm-hmm.
know, all the lies, all the secrets. sneaking out, stuff that you do as a young person, lying about where you're at, what you're doing, mm-hmm. and then finding out the truth later. There's a lot of things, and this is the thing, too. I knew a lot of friends that the parents were so busy with their careers
mm-hmm.
that they're not really paying attention to what their kid is doing, and they just think, oh, they're 13, 14, they're old enough to stay home by themselves, and they're gone till 6, 7 o'clock or sometimes 9, 10 o'clock at night, and they don't realize that during that time frame, this person's having 5, 6 friends over, everybody's smoking dope in the backyard,
uh-huh.
you know, and they're totally clueless because they're wrapped up in their own lives,
mm-hmm.
and they're not really, they're thinking everything is okay just because when they're at home around the kid, it seems okay.
Mm-hmm.
My parents found out, because this is back in the day when we used to pass notes, there was no texting. And back then, you know, they found my notes.
Wow.
They found my notes, and that was a bad day for me.
mm-hmm.
And so I got into a lot of trouble. And, yeah, I would say pay attention to your social media, what your kid's doing. Even if they're a teenager, if they're under your roof,
mm-hmm.
you have a right. If they're under 18, you have a right to make sure that you're checking what they're looking up on the internet. You're checking their Facebook and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, as a parent, you want to make sure that you can protect them as much as they can from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to, you know, people tend to make a lot of life-changing decisions during the teenage years.
Which our kids are not equipped. They're not equipped to make the decisions that, and we've all made bad decisions as right. teens. And when we become full-grown adults, we forget that we made some bad decisions. And so as you were on that path, when we come back, I want to talk about what your parents, what their emotions were, what the nature of that situation was, and how you moved from that into the progression, and ultimately how things unfold. This is an incredible conversation, but it's a conversation that is going to reveal hope, healing, and victory through all of the pain and hardship. It's 7 minutes after 8 local time, 7 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church.
Just want to share a word with you this morning of encouragement that may help motivate us to be who we are. Encouragement after a weekend of work and worship. I just want you to know that when we are busy doing what God purposed us to do, there is really no challenge from anybody, because God will empower us and provide for us and preserve and protect us to do what he purposed us to do. So this week, I want you to look for the good in everybody. If you look for good, you will find it, you will see it, you will know it, and draw from that other person's energy to do what it is God purposed you to do. Remember this, if you can't do the large things, do the small things, and be where you are while you're there. And enough small things will add up. Enough dollars can add to be a million. Don't wait to get a $1 million bill. Just collect dollars on your way. Take care.
This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
It's still and always will be a road.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This morning's conversation is a deep conversation, and it's a conversation that we can all really take pause and learn from. Our guest this morning is Angel Cortello. Her book is called The True Story of an Undeserved Chance. It's a story of hope, healing, and victory. But most important, Angel, it's a story of your truth and your journey. And before we went to break, we talked about once your parents found out, at this point, you're an adult legally, and so you move out on your own, and then what happens?
It was during that time frame when I moved out, had my own little place, and I'm working. Everything seemed to be going normal on the outside, and but when I was dating that young man, and he broke up with me, that was when I found my drug of choice, which was crack cocaine. And so...
And you said once you found crack, it happened quick. you became addicted very quickly.
Yes, I was arrested 2 months in. You know, I had been smoking crack for 2 months and was already arrested for it. And I remember being embarrassed and ashamed because, you know, I had heard about crack cocaine growing up, and it was hard for me to admit that I had stooped down to that level to where I would do something like that. I hid it from my family. Obviously, they found out the truth when I was arrested that, okay, our daughter's, you know, doing crack, and the addiction has just progressed with
right.
time. You know, at that time, I didn't, it was embarrassing for me to admit that I had this problem and that I couldn't seem to manage or control it. And that was about the first time that I can really say that I understood what addiction was. Because up to that point, it seemed like I could manage certain things in my life well.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, it got to the point where I'll do anything for it. My standards kept being compromised to be able to get the high.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, I could not manage and control my drug use.
Right.
It turned around on me and ended up to where it was controlling me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I was a slave to the drug. Whatever it said, I did, to the point where when I started prostituting at this point. I'm prostituting myself out
okay.
so that I can get my high, which is very typical of any female addict. So my story
Absolutely.
Really is the story of many, many women addicts out there that are
Absolutely.
On the street. So it's embarrassing and shameful, the things that we do
mm-hmm.
for our addiction. And it's you know, not fun to
right.
admit that you would allow these things to go on in your life, you know, and that the reason it's going on is because you have this addiction that
right.
you need to take care of. But I knew that it kept getting worse. I'm going to tell you an example. This is kind of raw and graphic, but
sure.
the things that you do in the beginning of your addiction, you know, for me, here I am, I'm turning tricks, I'm doing all this crazy stuff to be able to keep up with my habit. And let's say you charge a man so much money,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to do the sexual act,
right.
you take that money, and back then it was pay phones.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we would, you know, I'd call the pay phone and say, meet me at the crack hotel, you know, meet me at the motel,
right.
and drop it off to me. And that was how we did things back then, because back then not many people had cell phones yet. And so, but in the beginning, you're charging so much money, you know, for that man. And it gets to the point where you start lowering that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to the point where the longer you're smoking, the longer you're using, you get so desperate for just one piece
mm-hmm.
that you'd be surprised what you will do. I remember thinking in my head, if I could just have one, I'd be all right for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
If I could get my hands on one piece,
mm-hmm.
I'll be all right for a little while. It keeps progressing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember crazy prayers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
praying during
oh,
that.
Yes. Yes, praying that the drug would be good, that I'm not buying from someone that's going to mess me over,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Praying that the man's car I'm jumping into, he doesn't do anything crazy to me because I don't even know his name, but I need to get the money to get high. I mean, the things that we do, it's really shocking that, you know, God, please don't let me get arrested. Don't let the cops see me this time. And, oh, if you let me get away with it tonight,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I won't do it again.
Yeah, I promise, Lord, I'll go, mm-hmm. you know. And what's the thing about it is, yeah, I can – we joke about that a lot in the recovery community, how we talk to God during our addiction. But the truth is we were sincere,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we could not seem to, like I said, the addiction's controlling your life. It
Absolutely.
Gets to that point. And the same way you're lowering your price,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get a man just so you can get a hit,
mm-hmm.
the same way, you know, I need more of the
mm-hmm.
drug
mm-hmm.
to be able to get that feeling. And you can't seem to recapture that first feeling. And you're constantly chasing it, trying to get that
mm-hmm.
first good hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I first start smoking crack, I'm going to get, what, $25 worth.
Right.
And before I know it, now I need $50 to $100
right.
worth.
You need
and
more.
And I need more and more. It just, like, the consequences mm-hmm. keep getting worse.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so the consequences get worse, but then there's a time where you say, okay, this is enough. When does that happen? When you say, okay, you're praying because you were raised in the church.
Right,
and you know
right.
God, and you
yes.
know that God can help you.
Yes.
And then there's a time where you say, okay.
Well, you know, I kind of had a moment in my addiction that I noticed. We have a word for that in recovery, but it was a spiritual experience I had in a crack.
And what's that word? What's that
and
word?
What it was, well...
Okay.
Well, what it was that I was in a crack house, mm-hmm. and it was a bunch of women and men in there, and everybody's using, doing their own thing, you know, and everybody's mm-hmm. manipulating each other to see how they can get the one with the money in the room to give them
right.
more, you
right.
know, what we can do to please that one in there. And while I was sitting there, I was looking around, and one of the people that I ran with while I was on the street, I said to her, she was way older than me, and she had been doing crack since like the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a kid when she got started.
Right.
And I looked at her and I said, is this, you know, have you ever tried to get clean? And
just out of the clear blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were sitting there. I said, do you ever try to go? And she just kind of looked at me like it was hopeless. And she said, you know, Angel, she said, I wouldn't know any other way to live because I've been doing this for 25 years.
Wow.
She said, this is my life. She said, I wouldn't know how to live. And I felt sorry for her at that moment. But as I looked around the room and I'm looking at old timers, you know, people that have been doing this since the 80s. I was one of the youngest ones in the room that day.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's using.
Do you start to think at that moment, I don't want my life to be like
That's
this
right.
25
That's
years down
right.
the road?
That's right. I had a moment, and I wish I could think of the word for that. There is a word for that that we use in the recovery world. Yes, an
you
awakening.
You had awakening. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I looked around, and I thought to myself, it finally dawned on me. Because in the beginning of my addiction, when I looked at all these people that were in their 40s and 50s and they've been smoking crack, they used to tell me, we've been doing this before they started calling it crack. They were calling it freebase.
Mm-hmm.
They said, that's when we started doing that. You're just a young girl, you know. And I remember when I saw those people, and this was key for me, in the beginning of my addiction to crack, okay, when I saw those people, I thought, oh, it can't be that bad. Look at them. They're in their 40s. They're in their 50s. Okay, so they get arrested. Can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did not see the whole picture. I just saw that they seemed to be doing fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were getting high and everything. But the more I lived in that world, I started to see there was a lot more to this world
mm-hmm.
than just the good feeling of the high, you know, and a lot more things being compromised to get it. So in that house that day, which was fast forward,
mm-hmm.
you know, at this point, I'm fully strung out of addiction and addicted to the drug. I had that moment where it was like, man, you know, because I actually said to the lady that was my friend in there, because she was also turning tricks, prostituting herself mm-hmm. like everybody else in the room was. And, you know, I said to her, what are you going to do? And this is going to sound raw, but what are you going to do when it gets old?
Right.
And when the man don't want to pick you up anymore.
Right.
Because he's looking for the young 18-year-old girl.
Right.
Because she's new on the street.
Right.
And you're an old-timer, and they don't want you anymore. I said, I hate to say it, but how do you fill out a job application and a resume
right.
when all you can say is, all I've done for years is work on the corner? And I looked at her, I said, you know, do you ever think about what are you going to do? And she didn't have an answer for that. And I thought to myself, there's got to be way more to life than all this.
Wow.
And then it was for me, it was not only was there way more to life, I looked at them and I thought, there's no way I want to be in my 40s and 50s and still strung out like this,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so at that moment,
at that awakening moment, do you start to move toward how do I get better?
Yes, I knew that it was just getting worse because at that point, I went through several different rehabs, some outpatient, some inpatient, and all together it was 7 programs, and I was arrested 3 different times.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, I had been dealing with serious consequences. My reputation was ruined, and I did that to myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was definitely the black sheep in the family at this point, and I knew that every time I relapsed or got arrested or something went down, it seemed like the consequences were getting worse. And then it seemed like the more of the drug I got, it wasn't fulfilling me the way I wanted it to. It wasn't doing what it did in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And working the streets and all that became a job.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to have more of Angel's story coming out of darkness and into the light. The book is called The True Story of an Undeserved Chance. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:32 local time, 9:32 Eastern. Our guest this morning is Angel Cortello. Her book is The True Story of an Undeserved Chance, and we're talking about the odyssey of addiction and going through the process, but then being in that dark place, Angel, and understanding for those people who might be there, those people who have family members that are there right now in the darkness, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I want you to talk about the light.
Yes. You never know when somebody is going to have that moment of clarity in their life. You never know when they're going to have a change of heart. I had many relapses before I actually got clean time, but I tell people this all the time. I learned from every relapse. I can tell you all of my triggers today.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what I was thinking up to the point of going to the dope house to get it. I can tell you where my emotions were at. I can tell you if it was because of a relationship issue. I can tell you all of my triggers because I know me today.
Mm-hmm.
I know what drives me today. And so for people out there that they're chronic relapsers, you may not be the rest of your life, you know, so don't settle and say, oh, well, I've I've been to so many recovery meetings. I've been to rehab this many times. I mean, like I said, I went through seven, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I was arrested three times, mm-hmm. you know, and had serious, and the consequences kept getting worse. There is more out there for people. And when I,
but within those seven times though, Angel, you didn't quit. You didn't quit trying to recover.
No. And I heard, you know, someone say one day that, you know, you keep trying, it seems like you're not getting anywhere, you keep trying, but you always keep, because you never know when it's gonna break. Mm-hmm. You never know when hey, this is that time mm-hmm. that I actually, because I keep hitting that wall. Eventually that wall is going to crumble.
Absolutely. And that wall did crumble for you.
Yes.
And now what you've done is you have really incorporated your story, your experiences, and your hope for all of those people that are right there and those people that are going through and are saying to themselves, if Angel did it and it took her some time, maybe I can too.
Right. And, you know, when I decided to write this book and everything, I was praying to God about just how far do I go into the addiction side of things and, you know, to where I flip over to the recovery side of things. And I felt the Lord speak to me in my heart, and he was telling me that, you know, you cannot appreciate the light until you understand what the darkness is.
Wow.
So it is very important for those that don't understand, maybe the family members of an addict or the community or church family, different people out there that are not dealing with addiction in their personal lives, but know someone with addiction,
mm-hmm.
They may not understand it. So I wanted my book to show them what that world is. So part of it does address that darkness. And so when I started making changes, it was when I moved here from South Florida. Mm-hmm. And when I moved here, at that point, I had so many consequences. I was so desperate, I would have taken any suggestion, you mm-hmm. know, to be the opposite of the person that I had become. And I say that a lot to people. I was not proud of who I was.
Right.
And so I wanted to become a woman that could be proud of herself. And I wanted to, when I decided to write the book, I wanted to change my reputation mm-hmm. and all that. And I wanted to show people that they can come out. These women can come off the streets. They can come out. And I wanted my life to make a difference, because at that time it wasn't. At that time I was doing nothing productive in my life. I was a tornado in everyone else's lives and mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was destroyed, just on a self-destructive path. And I wanted to get off that path because I knew it wasn't leading me anywhere.
Right.
And so it was, I felt like I was wasting my time on this earth,
mm-hmm.
you know, that mm-hmm. God has given me
right.
to destroy. And that's not God's will. So I became so desperate that I was willing to do whatever it took.
Right. And so when you were writing the book, and the book really is a book of truth, it's a book of possibility, it's a book of hope. Was there a spiritual cleansing for you when you were able to start to just put it out there and just say, this was my life, this is what I did, but this is not who I am now?
Yes, there was. I had a lot of spiritual experiences that are talked about in the second half of my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to church all the time, you know, and I developed my relationship with God. And I remember my first few years clean. I was very hard-hearted. I had a lot of walls up, a lot of trust issues. I didn't trust anyone, you know.
Were you able to trust God during that process?
At that time, I knew in my heart that as long as I kept going to meetings and going to counseling and going to church and reaching out to God and reaching out to the answers that I know could help me get off that path and onto the path that I was seeking, I knew that if I was led by what I knew to do, which was the right thing, and not to be led by my emotions,
mm-hmm.
that God would honor it. And eventually I would get the benefit of that, which was when the miracle happens, really. And so it was, as long as I was doing the right thing, and mm-hmm. I knew I was in my heart, mm-hmm. I knew that I was doing it with everything within me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew God would move when he was ready, so I trusted him with the outcome of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did my part. But I tell people today all the time, do not Do not be led by your emotions. Be led by what you know God wants you to do in your life. Your feelings will catch up later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't be led by my feelings.
Right.
And so I have to do what I know to do. When I got clean, got on that path, God did honor it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get to help many, many people. I did find out while in recovery that I was HIV positive because of what I did on the streets mm-hmm. for my addiction, which was not too much of a surprise for me,
right.
to be honest with you, because I had done some very embarrassing and shameful things to keep up with my habit. And to be honest with you, I don't even know who I got it from, you know, because you're just with everybody.
Right.
When you're living that life, you're with everybody, and there's no boundary lines. All boundaries are crossed. All morals and values are out the window. And so
how did you deal with that, Angel, when you got the news that you were HIV positive? Do you remember that moment?
Yes. To be honest with you, when I found out, I was in recovery at that time,
mm-hmm.
and I had been living for God at that time for 6 months,
mm-hmm.
so I was 6 months clean mm-hmm. at that moment, and it didn't surprise me because of my past history.
How
that
did you
I
find
had
out,
it.
Angel? Did you go for a checkup?
I was actually in rehab. I was actually, the state of Florida required me to do a state of Louisiana rehab, and I was doing one program, but because it was not a state program,
mm-hmm.
the state of Florida did not honor it. So I had to do a state program, and at that time, that was Red River Treatment Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 6 months clean, and they put me in there, which was a God thing, because if I didn't go in there, I would not have known.
Right.
But when I went in there, of course, you know, they asked me about running all kinds of tests, and I told them do it all, because, you know, I had a really bad history. So they did, and I found out, and I had made up my mind at that point that I was not going to allow that to be an excuse or a crutch to go
to
back,
send
out
you back
there.
Out there.
Right, because at that time I was 6 months clean. I had never been 6 months clean.
Mm-hmm.
So the miracle for me had already begun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God was already doing amazing things here. And I wasn't fixing to throw everything I'd worked so hard for 6 months out the window because of a diagnosis of HIV. So at that point, I made up in my mind that, okay, this is not going to become an excuse to use just
mm-hmm.
because of the consequences of my past. And that, and just, it is what it is. I have a coffee cup at home. It says it is what it is.
Absolutely.
You know? And I had to forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, for the damage I caused myself and my own body and for the damage I caused to others. Because, of course, when I found out I had HIV, my family was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were devastated.
How did you deal with that diagnosis?
In the beginning, I basically just made up my mind that I wasn't going to use over it. I prayed, you know, about it. I prayed that God would move in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And
you obviously came to acceptance that, as you said, it is what it is.
That's right. That's right. You know, and you come to a place where, you know, you cannot manipulate God
mm-hmm.
and make things happen for your favor just because you're in recovery and got clean and sober and going to church now and doing
that
good
is a,
works.
That is a deep, deep thought, because
yeah.
a lot of people feel like, okay, God, now I'm right.
Yes.
Now I'm doing the right
yes.
thing. How could you
How
allow?
How could you let this happen to
right.
me? Yes. I mean, look, I changed my whole life. And I did have those thoughts, you know. In the beginning, I had those thoughts. But I came to a place where, it is what it is, and I had to accept that. And either I was going to use it to become bitter and allow myself to be angry and bitter over it, or I was going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we hear at church all the time.
Uh-huh.
And that's you know, I had to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
This situation in my
mm-hmm.
life is going to ruin me, and I'm going to let it ruin me, or I'm going to use it to help someone else. And when I got to that point, it was, you know what? I want to help other people like
mm-hmm.
myself out there, and that's what I live for. I live for God. I want to make a difference. I want my reputation to be, you know what, Angel did do all that dirt out there, but look at her today.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to go, yeah, she was on a bad path, a really rough road at one time in her life, but look at what she's doing today. I did not want to, I wanted to make a difference. And and it's my goal that the rest of my life is spent making a difference for God and for all those that He puts in my path. Whoever He puts in front of me in my path, that's the one I want to help. And I try to be sensitive to that each day.
Absolutely. And Angel, I'm going to just tell you, it's an incredible, incredible story. We're going to take a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Corlett Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Corlett Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
He came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. The fortune teller's right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. What an incredible, riveting conversation this has been. Angel Cortello is our guest this morning. The book is called the true story of an undeserved chance. And it's important to note for people listening, Angel, that you have been in recovery now some 10 years.
Right.
And so now you have been able to not only share your truth today, but share your truth in your book.
Yes.
And we believe that it's going to help a lot of people. And during the break, we were all talking because people who listen to the show, Lamia Peterson is here this morning as well. Everybody who's listening this morning, if you hadn't had somebody in your family that's been addicted, or you yourself have been addicted, you know somebody. We all know somebody. And we talked about our family and the challenges and the struggles. But what we really want people to know, DC, this morning is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And one of the things that we talked about, and I know a lot of people are saying, I'm tired, I'm sick and tired, why don't they just stop? And if they could stop, DC, they absolutely probably would stop. What do you say to those people?
Well, you know, everybody is saying, especially people who are not addicted to anything, or they may be addicted to something, but it doesn't cause as many problems. You know, the first thing that they say is, why don't the person just stop? But if they would be able to stop, then they wouldn't be addicted. You know, they wouldn't be an addict. You know, that's what makes it an addiction. So, you know, the whole deal in a nutshell is that that's why they have to seek help, professional help, to find out, because really, the thing that really confuses a lot of people about addiction is that the drug or the alcohol or the gambling or the sex or whatever the person is addicted to has absolutely nothing to do with what the problem is. It is just a symptom of them dealing with the fact that they have some issues inside their life.
And most people just can't understand that. A lot of people just cannot understand that, because when you're on the other side, like your family, Angel, and Lamia, your family, when you're on the other side, you just want it to stop.
Yeah, you just want it to go away. But there are steps that need to be taken, and the first step is that a person has to admit that they have a problem. Mm-hmm. And if you cannot admit that you have a problem, you will probably never quit.
Right.
Without surrender to the power that's greater than you, you can't begin to delve down into it and find out what's actually illing you.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Angel.
I know, too, before I became an addict, I was very judgmental, and I thought, you know, of other people that I would hear about addicts, and I would think they can stop anytime they want to, until it happened to me. And I think that a lot of people the people that don't understand are the people that maybe have never been addicted to anything. So it's hard for them to understand that. So I always tell people that it made me more compassionate, and it made me less judgmental, and it made me more merciful, you know, when it came to that. And I wanted to say that, you know, in the 12-step recovery program, the last step is talking about pretty much taking your experience and helping others with it. And I tell people all the time, your first, in the beginning of your recovery, you know, you're working on yourself, you're spending time focusing on healing yourself and dealing with your own deliverance and recovery journey. But eventually, you have to get out of that mirror and start looking out of the window out at the rest of the world and saying, okay, what can I do to make a difference now? How can I help other people get on a good journey and support them in their journey of recovery? You cannot stay in the middle and stay in the mirror and make it all about me, me, me. Mm-hmm. You have to get out after a little while and go, okay, I need to work the 12th step, which is helping others. The book that I wrote, you know, that's part of the reason why I wrote this book. And, you know, Revelation 12:11 says we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Mm-hmm. So part of the way that I overcome is by giving my story. And so that's huge. And I tell people this all the time. If you're cross-addicting, which is trading addictions, okay, I'm not smoking crack, but I'm doing marijuana, or I'm not doing the pills anymore, but I'm drinking now, you know, even to the point where people, if you switch to food, you know, I mean, it's not just about substances, or, you know, it can be food, sex, anything. You're cross-addicting. I'm sorry, but you're not free from your addiction. If you're cross-addicting, you just traded your drug of choice for another thing to become addicted to. I wanted to be free. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be under the control of anything anymore, and I was willing to do whatever it took to be free. Today, my life is controlled by God. I pray to be led by His Spirit, His voice, and controlled by Him every day. And I submit my will to Him each day and try to be sensitive to what He's leading me to do throughout my day. I am not going to settle for cross addiction. I know that my life is worth more than that today. And I understand that I'm a child of the King of Kings, which means I deserve the best of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't allow toxic relationships into my life today. I don't allow anything that could be self-destructive in my life today. God is my King. He is my Father and the Lord of my life. And I'm living for Him, so that means I'm royalty.
Absolutely.
And so, I tell people all the time, you couldn't pay me today to take a hit off a crack, but you couldn't pay me today to put myself through what I went through to get that drug or any drug. You couldn't pay me for that feeling of jonesing and fiending, I need one more, and for the horrible guilt and shame. You wake up the next day and you go, oh my gosh, I can't even remember who I was with and what I did the night before because of how loaded I was. I have tasted freedom and peace.